This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shutting down 85% of California, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom imposed extreme curfew restrictions through December because of the China virus. The limited stay-at-home order applies to 41 counties. Non-essential work, movement, and gatherings must stop between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Pacific. As expected, pushback from Californians is gaining strength.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Governor Newsom has lost much credibility after imposing China virus mandates and openly breaking the rules himself without repercussions. The sheriff of Riverside County near Los Angeles publicly called out Newsom as a hypocrite and ordered his department to not enforce Newsom's mandate. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
German authorities on Sunday had to disarm an unexploded 1,100-pound World War II bomb that turned up at a construction site in Frankfurt's neighborhood of Galles. Authorities said 13,000 residents were evacuated and mass transit was halted Sunday for the disarming of the bomb. It was discovered by construction crews on Thursday. A California man ended up in a fight with a bear to save his pit bull named Buddy. CBS 13 Sacramento reported Caleb Benham said the day before Thanksgiving he heard a growl and saw a bear had the dog in its mouth. Caleb said he just ran down there, plowed into the bear, tackled it, and grabbed it by the throat until it let go. Mr. Benham describes the injuries to the dog.
Stapled up right there and then down the side. It's all stapled right there. His eye stitched right there and right here. Actually had got him right on the corner of his eye right there, but didn't get his eye.
The incident took place in Nevada County, California, which is west of Reno down the I-80. The bear has returned several times since the attack, and Benham said he can't figure out how to get the bear to leave him alone. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Week 13 of the NFL season was filled with surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki breaks down Sunday's games.
Week 13 in the NFL saw the Dolphins beat the Bengals 19-7. The Raiders score at the last second to keep the Jets winless 31-28. The Browns beat the Titans 41-35. The Colts topped the Texans 26-20. The Vikings needed overtime to beat the Jaguars 27-24. The Lions beat the Bears 34-30. The Saints beat the Falcons 21-16 to become the first team in the NFC to claim a playoff spot. The L.A. Rams beat the Cardinals 38-28. The New York Giants grabbed a 17-12 victory over the Seahawks behind backup quarterback Colt McCoy. The Patriots blanked the L.A. Chargers 45-0. The Packers beat the Eagles 30-16. And the Chiefs hung on against the Broncos 22-16 for their seventh straight victory. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two games will be played Monday night. Since California banned sporting events for the next few weeks due to the China virus, the Buffalo Bills 49ers game will be played at the Cardinals' home field in Glendale, Arizona. 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The earlier game will feature the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Washington football team. 5 o'clock Eastern on Fox. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says his blockers is why the team is having success.
My guys up front have done a great job this week, this year so far, especially the last few games.
One Game Tuesday, Dallas Cowboys at Baltimore Ravens, 8.05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and our next guest, Chris Warrick, the best-selling author of Chris Beat Cancer, is coming up next to talk about his new book, Beat Cancer Daily, 365 Days of Inspiration, Encouragement, and Action Steps to Survive and Thrive. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, you know, we talked before with your other book, Chris Beats Cancer, which was an inspiration, you know, for those of us dealing with cancer. And I guess the natural outgrowth of all your experiences and interaction with followers and other people that you came in contact as a result of Chris Beat Cancer led you to Beat Cancer Daily, huh?
Yeah, this book was sort of a natural sequel, so to speak, to the first book, although it's a very different kind of book. Chris Beat Cancer, my first book, was really me telling my story of survival, exactly what I did to help my body heal, why I said no to chemotherapy after surgery. And it takes a deep dive into the medical industry and the cancer industry, the perils and pitfalls of conventional treatment, and just to empower the reader so they can understand and make the best choices for them. And I talk a lot about anti-cancer nutrition science in right. that book. But the new book is a daily reader because, you know, when you're sick, when you're trying to heal, or if you're just trying to improve your life, it really boils down to your daily choices, right? The choices that we make each day can lead us down the path of health or the path of disease. And so I just had a burden to write a book that was, would just give the reader just one page per day, just a jolt or an injection of inspiration and motivation and encouragement for them to make better choices today, right? Yeah. Whether it's eating healthier or forgiveness or practicing gratitude or exercising, like all these wonderful things that we can do to help our physical body thrive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to what you were saying earlier about disease. You know, what is dis-ease, and what does that represent? And cancer ends up being manifest as a result of either ignored or chronic disease because we're not easy. We've lost our peace. And of course, what I appreciate about this devotional is that you're approaching the other aspect. I mean, you in the first book talked about the body, you know, and your response to dealing with cancer. But here, you know, it being tripart human beings, body, mind, and spirit, you have to think about the mind and the spiritual as well. And this is what makes Beat Cancer Daily so powerful. And, you know, in union with Chris Beats Cancer, this is really a, you know, this is about as complete a guide as you can have in a holistic approach to, you know, defeating cancer and finding ease for your spirit as opposed to living in dis-ease?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that endorsement. It really means a lot to me. And, you know, the mind is a battlefield.
Yes.
We know this. And, you know, cancer is often referred to as a battle. But the thing is, you have to win the battle in your mind before you can win the battle in your body, because your mind is what manifests your actions. And so your thoughts affect your emotions, and your emotions affect your thoughts, and it can become a vicious cycle.
Right? Yes.
So if you're thinking negatively, if you're focused on, so for example, if you're focused on the bad news in the world,
right?
If you're focused on, and there's a lot to be focused on in 2020 that is, you know, frustrating, right?
Right, exactly.
From the COVID thing to if the election didn't work out the way you wanted or whatever, COVID, let me just say this, 2020 is an exceptional year, but in any year, in any day, you can always find things to be upset about if you're looking for things to be upset about, right?
Right. Exactly.
And so, but you can also find things that bring you joy and gratitude and peace and fulfillment, and it's just a matter of where you point your focus.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. This is the thing that we all need to be reminded of, me included, is that in any circumstance, we can stop and practice gratitude and say, thank you, God. You know what? This situation's not great. I'm not happy about it. But what do I have in my life that I can be thankful for in the midst of this trial and this tribulation? Right? I can be thankful that I can get out of bed, that I can see and hear, that I have family that loves me, that I have a roof over my head. And, man, I can do this all day.
Exactly.
I can count my blessings all day long. And it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Because God is powerful. Because we know at the end of the day, good wins over evil because God's in charge. And we can fret and fuss and do all and get caught up in all this noise, so to speak, and miss out. What comes to mind here to hear you speak, Chris, is that this is why the full armor of God that I put on every day is so critical, because one of the elements in the full armor is the shield of faith. That shield of faith is what blocks those fiery darts of deceit, those lies, those stinking thinking lies that come your way, whether it has to do with COVID or any personal thing of your life that could disturb you and knock you off balance. Because as we said, at the core and at first principle, God wants you to live in peace. And there's a reason that God wants you to live in peace, is there not?
Yeah, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And I'd love to unpack that shield of faith comment that you mentioned. Because, so what does that look like practically? Well, the shield of faith practically is believing that God works all things for your good.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it says in Romans 8:28. Because he loves us and we love him. And if you exercise your faith and choose to believe that he works all things for your good, then in the middle of the difficult circumstance, right, you can step back and say, you know what, I don't like this, but God's going to work it for my good. And that's actually the very first verse that came to mind when I was diagnosed with cancer in 2003. This was the first verse that popped in my head. It's like, God works all things for the good of those who love him. And I'm like, gosh, I really, can you get me out of this? Like, I don't want to be in this situation.
Right, exactly.
You know, like, I don't want you to work this for my good. I just don't want to deal with it. But that wasn't an option. But I can say with absolute certainty now, 17 years later, I'm coming up on my 17-year, just in a few weeks, 17-year cancerversary.
Wow. Wow, cancerversary. I love that. I got to appropriate that because I'm let me see, where am I at? About year six now, myself. So cancerversary. I like that. That's great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Feel free.
Yes.
I didn't make it up, so you can steal it from me. But
that's right. I'll give you credit, Chris. I'll give you credit where credit's due. So.
I'll take it, sure.
Yeah.
But
go ahead.
But that verse came to mind, right? And I just realized, okay, I've got a choice. Now is when I'm really at that critical moment in my journey of life. that I have to choose, am I going to believe this stuff or not?
Yes.
Am I going to trust God or not? And so I chose to believe that he was going to work it for my good. And I had to continue to believe that because, you know, when you said those arrows that are coming at you, right? Well, what are those arrows? Well, fear.
So we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Chris after this.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Bill Martinez.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most.
You know, I'm one of those guys that, you know, Christmas is every day. I mean, the kids even make fun of me. They go, Dad, it's March. You're listening to Christmas music. Well, I don't. There's just something about it. I mean, here it is, the ultimate gift from God that he gave us on Christmas morning. whatever you say, it just pales in really significance of the true meaning of Christmas. And I think that's part of the journey that we're on, is to embrace and appreciate, you know, God's incredible gift to his creation. We're talking with Chris Warwick, the best-selling author of Chris Beat Cancer. His new devotional is called Beat Cancer Daily. I mean, and that's what it is. You've got to remind yourself every day, every moment. I used to have a friend in L.A. that I worked with, Stephanie Edwards, sweet, sweet lady. And she said, Chris, you'd appreciate it. She said her family was so psychotic that she had to live life in 15-minute segments. She just wanted to get to the next 15 minutes of life because her family was so curious. And I always had to chuckle. But I appreciated that because I think in life, and sometimes in moments, in time, that's what we look for, is just get me by the next 15 minutes. And it's interesting because I was talking with a Navy SEAL who had gone through BUDS training, and I don't know if you've ever heard or understood anything that happens down there in Coronado during their training. It's quite extreme when they have so many people who come in that have aspirations to become a Navy SEAL, and in many cases it's a single digit number of people who actually go on to be successful. And one of the SEALs told me, he said, yeah, Bill, it was just, you know, let me get by the next 15 minutes. Let me just get by the next 15 minutes. So I think it's quite curious to remember what Stephanie had to say. In Chris's book, let me read this. I mean, this is a devotional. This is day one. It starts out from the book of Psalms 118:24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I mean, if you really meditate and think about that powerful sentence, Chris, if that doesn't stop you, the idea that you acknowledge that it is God who's in charge, he's sovereign, he has made this day, and when you know your God, who is so extraordinary, that when he makes things, everything's perfect. I mean, there's nothing lacking, right? It is all in its right place. And if that doesn't cause you to rejoice and to be glad that God is in charge, that we're not, I don't know what else.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and that's the verse that I think of almost every morning when I wake up. It's sort of the first verse that I try to meditate on that comes to mind. I'm like, hey, this is the day the Lord has made. You know, I'm going to rejoice and be glad today. And that's why it's the first page in Beat Cancer Daily. It's like, look, this is where you need to train your brain. And,
yes,
you know, this new book is not just for cancer patients. I mean, look, preventing cancer is also beating it, right?
Right, exactly.
And any other
disease for that matter. But go ahead. Yes, go ahead. I agree.
Yeah. And it's really about improving your mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health. Like that, those are the things that each day there are things we can do in our life that will help us improve our health, our mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health. And they're not hard things. They're very simple things. And they all start with understanding that your thoughts are powerful and your choices matter. Mm-hmm. And we were talking before the break about faith and you know, the shield of faith. And so the arrows that are coming at us, right, that you need to deflect with faith. Well, the big ones right now are fear and worry, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Anxiety, fear, and worry. I mean, these arrows are being shot at us constantly on social media, on the news, right, from friends and family. Mm-hmm. There's so much fear being projected into the world right now about the future. And but the response as a believer is that, you know, God works all things for my good. He promised to never leave me or forsake me. He promised to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So it's like, there it is. Like, yeah, it's just like
exactly.
The force field comes down, you know.
Right.
And then, and Jesus said, right, he said straight up, do not worry about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Today has enough trouble of its own, right? Don't worry about tomorrow. Just focus on today. Get through today. Do your best today. Take care of yourself today. Address today's challenges and issues and solve today's problems, right?
Right.
And
right.
Tomorrow you can deal with those. It doesn't mean don't make plans for tomorrow. Sure,
mm-hmm.
Make plans, right? But don't worry. And so if you are the kind of person that worries, that is constantly worrying, I want to talk to you straight up. That's a bad habit, and you've got to break it, right?
Right.
Worry is a bad habit. And you have the power and authority to choose to not worry. And so, like, when I had cancer, believe me, I had some worry, right? I had some serious fear and anxiety about the future, about suffering and death and progression of disease. And when those fears would creep in, I would just stop and say, God, I'm not going to be afraid. I trust you. I'm giving you my fear. I trust you with my life. And I'm just choosing to not ruminate, right, in this.
Exactly.
And I didn't just do that one time.
Right.
I did it throughout the day, every day, for a long time.
Right.
I had to keep doing it until it became a good habit, right? So the bad habit was the worry. The good habit was like interrupting it and saying, no, I'm choosing not to.
What comes to mind, Chris, to hear you speak is the idea that God is allowing our spiritual muscles to be exercised here with the opposite force of fear and worry coming at us. I think it's been said that 365 times in the Bible there's some sort of reference to fear and worry because, I think God made sure it was put in the Bible that many times because that's what we need every day, to your point, every day, every minute, because it's about balance. It's about centering. What are we going to be centered on? Are we centered on, the will of God, the word of God, or are we going to be like that cork in the ocean, just, thrown back and forth all over the place with the prevailing winds or the tide of the time? And we know the cultural tides right now are pretty vast. And this is no surprise. God knew that this was going to happen. Although I will say, going into this year, I thought, whoa, 2020, the year of clarity and the year of vision. And, and I was even asking God about that this morning, Chris. I got to tell you, I said, God, I thought this was going to be a year of clarity, and vision. And, I think of Revelation, and that's what I'm seeing come about. Not necessarily the way I thought it was going to come about. And that's what we have to be prepared for, is that we can still be centered on God's word and trust, as you said, that he's in charge. That he's in full 100% without lack or need in charge.
Yes. 2020 has been the year of fear and confusion, but I do believe that it will be a year of clarity in hindsight. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. As they say, hindsight is 2020. I believe we will be able to look back on 2020 and there'll be some very valuable lessons learned that will continue on. But, I want to talk about the Israelites because when God rescued the Israelites from Egypt, they were in slavery. They were in a terrible situation. And his promise was to take them to a better place, the promised land. And he rescued them from slavery, but they had to go through the wilderness. So they actually kind of went from bad to worse temporarily. And as anybody who's heard teaching on this knows, that journey from Egypt to the promised land was about 2 weeks on foot. That's all it was supposed to take. You go in a straight shot,
right,
and it would take you about 2 weeks, maybe even about 10 or 11 days. But it was the Israelites, the way they responded to adversity, screwed up the plan, right? They grumbled. They complained. They said, we want to go back to Egypt. They were they sinned against God. They were not in faith, right? They were doubting. And because their response to adversity was the wrong response, it delayed the blessing. And, in fact, the whole first generation of Israelites didn't get to see the promised land.
Exactly.
Because of their bad attitude. And so that translates directly to right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a difficult time, when you're in adversity, you can prolong the adversity if you operate with a bad attitude and choose not to be in faith and let fear and worry and doubt and anger take over your life. And so, but you have the choice.
Exactly. And this is why gratitude is so important. Highly recommend Beat Cancer Daily from Chris Wark. It'll be linked on our website. Thank you, Chris.
Your mortgage, when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%. You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right. Zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shutting down 85% of California, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom imposed extreme curfew restrictions through December because of the China virus. The limited stay-at-home order applies to 41 counties. Non-essential work, movement, and gatherings must stop between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Pacific. As expected, pushback from Californians is gaining strength.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Governor Newsom has lost much credibility after imposing China virus mandates and openly breaking the rules himself without repercussions. The sheriff of Riverside County near Los Angeles publicly called out Newsom as a hypocrite and ordered his department to not enforce Newsom's mandate. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week. Lou Euler joins us right now. Lou, how are we doing?
We're doing okay, and more voter fraud is being revealed every moment.
It is hard to deny, Lou. You know, so many in the mainstream media, you know, you wonder where their reality is. I mean, there's so much evidence here, and they cry out and claim there's no evidence. I mean, we have hundreds of affidavits at the risk of, you know, legal jeopardy if they were to, you know, give a false affidavit here, that, you know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of votes, and that really, you know, brings a lot of credibility to what the three-star general said, that he believed that Donald Trump ran away with this election and was undercounted, that he believes it was more in the realm of 84 million votes as opposed to 74 million that the Dominion, you know, machines and other states are reporting regarding this last election.
Yes. Well, when you get people like the UPS driver who says that he drove ballots from New York, hundreds of them, thousands of
hundreds
them,
of thousands,
from New York
yes.
to Pennsylvania,
yeah.
and they were put into the mix in Pennsylvania. How do you ever sort that out and reconcile that when the illegality of it is on its face, votes being brought in from out of state? Mm-hmm. So there is truly only one way to solve the problem, and that is to use the Constitution to give state legislatures the power to elect the electors, and that's what we're going to have to do when that happens in the key states. Trump wins the presidency.
Yeah. Well, that's on its face, but do they have the courage to execute that accordingly? You know, that's yeah. going to be the big question, because we have Republicans themselves that have gotten quite squishy, and you know, they want Donald Trump to you know, to pass on, move on, look to 2024, and you know, surrender his position, which is most amazing, because it's like, look at. They're being rather myopic, and this has been the problem. This is why we are where we are right now, Lou. This can has been kicked up the road time and again. Voter fraud has been around forever. They chose to do nothing about it, and the Democrats and these operatives felt like, why not? We can just get away and with something of this magnitude and what they've been able to execute. I mean, this is beyond awesome. What these fraudsters were able to perpetrate on the American people.
You bet. You know, the Democrats and progressives have been pretty good at voter fraud for a long time. Tammany Hall in New York and Mayor Daley's chain balloting in Chicago, et cetera. But this is a new level of fraud, and our friend Woody Jenkins, former state senator in Louisiana, tracked it all and just said that in the Georgia and Pennsylvania, careful analysis shows that Trump won and the election was stolen. It was fraud by computer, Dominion, Smartmatic, et cetera. It's just coming from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the evidence is astounding. I mean, and, you know, Sidney Powell said it very directly last week. She said the evidence is coming at her like through a fire hose. And you see, you know, the statements, not only the statements, but you see in the in her legal briefings, the evidence that she puts forth. I mean, this is really this is extreme. It is very concerning, and especially more so that the mainstream media, who are supposed to be bastions of the truth, that they're flat out ignoring what happened here in this 2020 election with all this fraud, and the headline is going by the wayside. I mean, this is so out of character for a publication that looks for a big headline like this. I mean, I don't know of any bigger headline in the modern era than what has happened to America in this 2020 election.
No, you're absolutely right. And so our responsibility and our focus should be over the next few days to get people in these key states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona to call their representatives and tell them to take charge, do their constitutional duty. This is what we need. The Biden result was so inconsistent with what happened at the local level in every other race, at the state level and at the congressional level, et cetera. So it proves itself, basically, and we just have to get people to be active and reinforce their legislators.
Kind of ironic that you have a party that says, oh, you have to listen to the science. Well, mathematics is part of the science, and they don't want to listen to the math that says the numbers don't add up. I mean, you know, when you have a majority of Americans, whether you are Republican or Democrat, we're talking everyday Americans, the majority of them saying that voter fraud was executed and that this election is bogus, you know, that, you know, people need to hear that. And the state legislators that are particularly involved need to hear this loud and clear, because we cannot go along any longer with activist judges that look at this, Lou, and say, oh, well, you know, I hear your complaint, but it's only going to change 1,000 votes. And, you know, Trump's down by 12,000, so 1,000 isn't going to make a big whoop. Well, in the here and now, right now, it may not make a big whoop. But what we've been saying is down the road, as you know, Lou, infiltrates and it contaminates the bloodstream of the whole process down the road, to the degree that here we are today with hundreds of thousands of votes in question. Are they legal? Are they not legal? The whole process is all suspicious and flaw and fraught with fraud. that, you know, I think even for Joe Biden, I mean, how is he going to, if he becomes the 46th president, how is he going to unify this country that now has more reason to be bitterly divided than ever before?
No, you're absolutely right, and you put your finger on what is so important for us to emphasize. The people he has picked to lead various parts of the government, the policies that he's chosen to take your guns and keep riots in the streets and that sort of thing, are totally opposite to the average common sense American's desire for peace in the future. And so we have to just look at what he's claiming he will do as president, reject him as president under the Constitution. Mm-hmm. That's the way for the future of America.
Well, look what he and Obama did 4 years previously. I mean, they put our national security at risk. They outsourced our jobs. They opened up our borders. I mean, it was an absolute mess. And all the jobs that were, you know, sent overseas to our very active enemies these days. This is why the communists, Chinese, were so excited and elated to be involved in this big fraud and to make sure that, Joe Biden was elected. They've got Joe Biden in their rear pocket. And he's wrapped up in one of their wallets, and so they know that. And
that's absolutely right. And when you look at the challenge of China, communist China, mm-hmm. what they have done to their own people in Hong Kong, mm-hmm. what they've done to the world with the COVID-19 and that sort of thing, we've got to have a tough leader in the White House. That's Trump, not Biden. And so what's at risk in not following the rules of voting, et cetera, is tremendous at this point. And it's a challenge for our people, our legislators, to do their constitutional duty and vote for those electors that will return this president.
Well, Lou Euler, you're exactly right. Democracy demands courage, and that's what is needed right now. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou Euler has been with us. Lou, where can they go for more information?
To limittaxes.org, and then talk to all your friends and neighbors in those key states.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul. The fight, the fight, your soul. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Time for a comeback. For the good of all concerned, that's what this is all about. Daphne Barak is back with us. She is the Trump versus Hollywood filmmaker, and we're going to be talking about this documentary in just a moment. But before we do, Daphne, first of all, welcome. Good to have you back with us. How you been?
I've been very well. How have you been?
Well,
it's been testing times to all of us, right?
It really has, but it's also, you know, during these tough times, this is when you build character, Daphne. And I know that you're really close to the president, and, you know, he has been a demonstration of character and strength and truth throughout the past 3.5, almost 4 years of all that he has gone through. And now here we are with an election that is in question. You've got the left saying, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? And we keep throwing evidence at them. But, you know, their idea is that, well, it's not really going to change, you know, that many votes. It's really not going to change the conclusion. But we don't know that for sure, because we're hearing so many hundreds of thousands of votes that are in question, that the hardware and their access to it with, you know, some internet shenanigans that's going on, it brings into question the validity of this whole election. You would think if the Democrats, if everybody, if every American was serious about having a credible election, that they would be all in to make sure that Joe Biden did in fact get 80 million votes, and he was in fact the properly and legally elected 46th president of the United States, wouldn't you?
I think, Bill, it's actually what my new film, Trump versus Hollywood, shows. By the way, the film, it will be released officially on December 14th. We'll see President Trump before with several of the stars, and that you can watch it right now on www.fightingfor4oneamerica.com. www.fightingfor4oneamerica.com. Now, the film actually shows that we are completely two Americas, and we don't have to agree, but we must start a dialogue. We must talk. And dialogue is not two monologues. It's people listening to each other. Mm-hmm. And that's what it shows, because we are actually two Americas. You know, half Americas is accepting that Biden won and half America is not accepting it. And it creates a problem because after January 20th, there would be Joe Biden in the White House, and half of America would not accept that he won. And we have to do something about it. It's not only about Donald Trump. It's about really a division, which is you and I cannot recall such a division because every elections bill, it's 50-50 and less than 50% are unhappy with the result because they voted for the other guy, right? And hopefully in the future for the other lady, right? Mm-hmm. But this time it's emotional. The gap is so emotional that we have to start. That's what Trump versus Hollywood is talking. I mean, can we talk? Mm-hmm. Capital talk. I mean, we have to start what the rapper Eric B. said, this quote-unquote uncomfortable conversation. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, Bill, and your listeners, that President Trump called me Saturday, 3 days before the election. He called me Saturday night, and it was after four rallies. And Jared Kushner and I had coordinated in advance that there will be several of the rappers. We have 25 famous musicians, actors, sports figures in the film Trump versus Hollywood, a huge collection, but from all sides of the aisle, you know.
Exactly.
Conservative, left-wing, African-American, and we wanted, you know, several of the rappers to be there, people that you and I can assume they did not vote for Trump, but they were very ready to start a conversation.
Exactly.
And he called, and he was, you can imagine, he was tired after four rallies. It was around 10:30 Eastern time. And he did. I said to him, you know, Mr. President, Money B, one of the four, didn't even want this conversation. When I asked him in the film if instead of me would be here President Trump, what would you tell him? He said, are you crazy? I mean, you want me to talk to him? He won't listen. Why would I bother, right? Mm. And Trump said, no, I'm going to listen. I have all the time in the world. Yeah. The conversation was half an hour. And I know for a fact it was longer than everybody anticipated because afterwards when we finished, I found a text message from Jared Kushner saying, Duff, can we wrap it up? We just landed. We're just sitting on the tarmac and the Secret Service looking, you know.
Yeah.
He is willing to talk. That is very...
Well, he's demonstrated that from the very beginning, Daphne. I mean, when he even asked Barack Obama said, look, it's one of the biggest threats you've got is North Korea. And he said, well, did you talk? Have you talked? Have you tried to talk to Kim Jong-un? He goes, no. He goes, well, that's kind of silly. Why would you not want to have a conversation? And look at how many people have come to the White House that you would think never in a million years would they want to come to the White House, that want to have the conversation with Donald Trump. He's never, I mean, outside of Nancy Pelosi and some of these very stiff ideologues that do not want to sit down and reason. But what I thought was quite revealing, just as you said, in the interview, these Hollywood stars, musicians, and rappers, is that they all came to a similar conclusion, and that is that we've got to be able to talk and listen to one another. Maybe we've gotten that part to that point, Daphne, where we've fought ourselves out and realized that, this is insane to do the same thing and expect different results, that maybe it's time that we do listen to one another. What do you think?
I think, Bill, it's the beginning of everything. You know, first of all, you know, I mean, my husband,
yes.
And I went to the White House right after Trump recovered from his COVID. So, the West Wing was completely empty, and it was really Jared Kushner, Bill and I, and a couple of top aides. And we talked about the film because we prepared everything. And as I said to Jared, you know, Jared, you just made peace between Israel, UAE, and Bahrain.
Yes.
Then Sudan came to the picture. And as you know, I mean, I'm American, but I was born in Israel. I know how complicated this area is. And I said, you don't do peace between friends. You do peace between enemies, right?
Right.
So to talk is a fair thing about everything. And nobody is expecting, Bill, that every American would have the same opinion. What's so beautiful in America is that we are a melting pot of people from different cultures, different
exactly.
Religions, different colors, and felt. And basically, the diversion of opinions is that is what America is. It's the biggest democracy in the world. But not to talk, to close the door, as Scott Baio said in the actor Scott Baio said in the film, hey. As you know, he supports Trump. He even spoke at the RNC in 2016. And he said, hey, we are willing to talk to everybody. They're not willing to talk to us. And then
exactly.
he makes a joke. And he said, you know, and if you don't want to give me roles in Hollywood because I support Trump, shame on you. Mm-hmm. And if there's a civil war, don't forget we have the gun.
I thought that was funny. I love that line.
Joke, right?
Yes, yes.
And I was asked, by Yahoo, by the Hollywood Reporter, by Variety, what do you think about that? And I said, guys, first of all, you have to put it
in the context. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because when we filmed with Scott Baio, it was the first interview of the 25, and it was like 4 or 5 weeks before the murder of George Floyd. So the joke was real funny at the time. I don't know if he would have made it today. It's still funny. And we have to have a sense of humor. If we lose our sense of humor and our ability to laugh together and laugh about ourselves, we're losing the number one element of a conversation. To
exactly. Well, in our humanity, I mean, look what happens on college campuses. I mean, comedians don't even want to go to college campuses anymore because they're not funny. I mean, and I'm not talking the comedians. I'm talking the audience. I mean, the audience has no sense of humor right now because at every turn they're looking for some, you know, some offense and something to complain about and something to dox and cancel you over.
And look, the one thing we have to celebrate every day is our freedom of speech. Look, Eric Roberts, the brother of Julia Roberts, father of Emma Roberts, right?
Right.
Vanity Fair put him on the cover as the busiest man in Hollywood because he's really acting in every movie possible. Mm-hmm. And he sits there and he said, we have a lunatic in the White House. Okay, now I tell you, as somebody who has interviewed the biggest dictators around the world, whether it was Muammar Gaddafi or Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe or Yasser Arafat of the Palestinians, or you know, President Musharraf of Pakistan, right? I can tell you safely that in many countries, Eric Roberts would not be able to sit next to an interviewer and say in a film that the president is a lunatic. He would be in jail.
So exactly.
We have to celebrate that we are America, one America, many opinions, but one America that everybody can express themselves. And we have to celebrate it every day because in many countries, a simple thing like that is not possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In many countries, by the way. But what are all these questions, if Trump is going to jail or not? I mean, we're not Pakistan. In Pakistan, my late friend Benazir Bhutto, who was the prime minister of Pakistan, said, either I'm a prime minister or my husband is in jail. Or, this,
right.
or you execute there. We are not Pakistan.
Exactly. Daphne, we got to wrap it up. Remind everybody how they can see Trump versus Hollywood and the website. Site and all that information, if you would, please.
Absolutely. For as of December 14th, it will be everywhere. Amazon, Apple, everything. And now, until then, please go and watch on www.fightingforoneamerica.com. I promise you diversion of opinion.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Has your body...